Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello? We have a little technical difficulties tonight. Sorry, everybody. Trying to get some mics open. Can anyone hear me? Hello, Teo. Hello? Can anyone hear me? We're having a little technical difficulties trying to see if anything is going, if anything is working. I don't know if I've lost Taylor or not.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? We have some technical difficulties trying to get things straightened out. What if I can hear anyone?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay, I'm trying to get Teo. I'm trying to hear Teo. She just called me. So you know what we're gonna do? Let's try and hit one of our sponsors real quick.
Okay.
Sorry about that, yo. Hold on. 313-7173. Your mic is open.
Shaking Bake, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Bake? We're trying to get this thing going. We got a little technical difficulties, but we're trying to get it going.
I know, because I didn't even push the one button. I just got on.
Okay, hold on one second. 224-6386. Your mic is open.
What's up there, boss? Hey, this is a Smooth Criminal, man. I just got in touch with Kale about that engine building. Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
There you go. I ain't had a chance to get back on and talk to him, but I got a chance to talk to dude. We still ain't got our stuff, though, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Kale had a chance to get over there or not. You know what I'm saying? So that's why.
Yeah, stay on the phone, bro. I think he's here with us, but he's at a race. Well, we're trying to keep the show going. Sorry about that, guys. We had a technical difficulty. We're trying to get the show going.
Right. Yeah, I ain't had a chance to get in tune with y'all because, you know, over the road, driving the road, sometimes we can't get no reception, so.
Oh, man, I know I did this. I do the same living you do, brother. I do the same thing you do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me try something, Mike. I'm going to open up 252-2201.
Yes.
She
can't even get.
Oh, your mic
is
open.
I don't want to go.
Back on mute. 205-5133. Your mic is open.
I'm going to do it, man. Mic down the ground, right where it's sitting at. Take that thing off and send it off and have it fixed. When it comes back, I'm going to put it back on. Read out the system, put the big weight pass on the back.
All right. 773-7490.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, 773-7490, the mic's open.
All right, what's going on out there, man?
Oh, okay, who's that? Who's good?
This is JC, man. This Larry's big brother.
Okay. Let me try one more the mic. 773-1141.
Shut up.
773-1142. I'll
walk him. Can I walk him?
Okay. I'm strong enough.
Hold on
1 second. 310.
Yes. 832. What is up? What is going on out there? Why is there so much noise on my show?
Don't you try that. We're trying to get it going, brother. You go ahead, do your thing, man. You got a couple of mics open. Yeah. Your young lady is open from Detroit. She's open. And you got your man from Chicago. He's open, too. So go ahead and do your thing.
Is Tyson?
No, sir. I don't see him.
He's late again, ain't he? Late again.
Yeah, well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and get your show
going,
sir.
I'm not even gonna send him that fake money no more, man. I'm not sending him nothing no more. No, just to let everybody know I am not in sunny California. I am in Las Vegas, Nevada. Getting ready to go to the track, got a race tonight. And it's 113 degrees out here and this is just a little too hot for me. I'm 75-80-ish. You guys all know the drill. Kev, who's on the line with us tonight, man? Because I want to get to something right quick.
I don't think. Let me see. We got a young lady.
Are there any mics open right now?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Well, people, I'm talking. Hold on 1 second. Hello, 252-2201. You open?
Yes, listen.
Okay.
Oh, Kev.
Yes, sir.
So what's going on, man? Is Todd on the line yet?
Is who on the line?
Todd.
No. You got 224-6386 is open.
Tao, what's up, man?
What's going on, baby? Oh, I'm out here in Vegas right now, man.
I know, man. Hey, did you ever get, you never got a chance to get over there and talk to that dude about that stuff, did you?
Yeah,
I didn't get over it a second time because I was getting ready for the race today. But I know Martin was getting after him also
right.
for the same thing. So I kind of left it in his hands and he was going to give me a shout when he got a hold of him because he knows him better than I do.
Right. Okay. Hey, look, if you can, man, if you can give me dude's number because I like to get some work done by him, man. You know what I'm saying? Instead of this dude here. You know?
Oh, Martin's number?
Yeah. I tried to get it last time, but I had to get back off mute and drive a truck, so
Right.
But I'm building something too, so and I kind of like what I was hearing from him. I want to talk to him a little bit more, so I can, we can, run the numbers and shit.
I think he fell off. Hold on one second.
Okay.
I think he did.
I'm going to try to get a pin.
Slow tail.
Hey, there?
Yeah.
I'm walking. It might be an elevator. I'm getting rid of the elevator. It might shut off. But I do have Martin's number. Let me get you quick. You ready?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on one second. Punch it up real quick. Okay, here we go. It's 310.
Okay, 390.
No, 10. 310.
All right, you're breaking up right now, bud. Try it again.
Yes. 6108.
Okay, you got 610.
No, 3.
Hey, boss, let him know, man. I can't even get the first three digits out of him. He sounds like he's in the basement. All right, try it again, Tail.
Okay, area code is 310.
Okay, 310. Go ahead, bro.
Okay,
6108, right?
Hello?
Yeah. Did he say 6108?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought he said. 6108.
Hey, guys, we got one more mic. 312-0684. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Tim? How y'all doing?
Hey, Uncle Larry. What's going on?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. Sitting back, relaxing. Thought I'd try to cue in with my support and see what's going on with you. How you doing, Tail?
I think he fell off, Uncle Larry. He's here, though.
Huh?
I said he's here, Uncle Larry. I think he just fell off. He's in Vegas racing.
Oh, he's racing over there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll be pulling into Memphis Motorsport in a few minutes. We're on our way down here now, and where we here really, So
right.
We can pull it in a little bit and kind of see what's going on. We wish we was already here to give you a report, but if the show is on once we get in there and stuff, then we're gonna give y'all a report on what's going down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if nobody already called, you say you want.
No, sir, we were waiting on you to call.
Uh-huh. I know how fast you are.
Can you see me?
Yes.
You ran like all the way over there. All the way
over. Yeah, you gotta hold on. Get me to fall.
No, I ran when I stopped him.
I did.
All right.
313-5415, your mic's open. 313-5415, your mic is open.
What's going on?
Where's that K? Miss T, what's happening, man?
What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, man, nothing. Tails racing and, I'm sorry about that. Mike, we had some technical difficulties, so that don't, I ain't gonna let you blame it on you. It was probably me.
Oh, Tail out there racing?
Yeah, he's still on the show. He's gonna be in and out.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
So the show is on you tonight. It's your show.
Oh, man. I really can't talk right now. I'm just, I had to call in and talk a little shit.
Right.
That's about it.
Everything going good?
Yeah, man. I can't complain.
We had some weather today, didn't we? Yeah, this weather we had was going crazy, man. Yeah, I was over in Keller last week, man, stuck in that mess. Let me try and catch that noise real quick. Can you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. It went away. When it did. Check real quick.
Are you down in Memphis?
Yes, sir. In Memphis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Uncle Larry. He texted me, Maggie. Oh, that wasn't Uncle Larry. I apologize, Uncle Larry. It was not you, sir.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Tyson.
Hey.
All right, here goes Tayo. He's back.
Hey, what's happening?
No, sorry about that.
Shut up. Oh, it's my phone, man. I keep dropping out here. I had to go to the elevator the whole 9 yards.
Man, put that slug on the trailer.
It is. It's actually in the trailer, baby. I'm going here. I'm going to go break some people off right now.
Hey. Huh?
I'm not going to send you no more fake money out there in Detroit, baby, if you don't call in at the right time.
I was in. Kev muted my mic. I guess he's paying me back from all the shit I talk about him. So.
Who? Who, me?
He's paying me back. Nah, he muted my damn mic.
Who, me?
Yeah.
See, you know I didn't do that to you, man. Don't even start that. I don't even start that. Please don't. You bought something out and you your mic. You know what I mean, right? You know how to do stuff like that.
So what's been going on, man? What's
happening? Let me see. You guys keep on. I'm going to work on this this background.
So, hey, Tyson.
Yo.
We got a hold of... We got a hold of Oklahoma guys.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Well, I just actually saw the show tonight for the first time.
Uh-huh.
It almost seems like they raced on a pretty shitty street, wherever the hell it is.
All the streets they've known is shitty.
And they got their cars set up for those streets.
Right.
So going out there is just bullshit.
Yeah.
I sent the email to Discovery Channel, and I told them that I thought that out of all the cars in the United States, you guys went and picked the 10 slowest. And I said, if that's what you want to do, hey, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But that, the 10 slowest cars in the United States are stupid. We sent one car out from California to look their app. I told him, I said that just that one car alone took out their number one. How come he's not the number one out there?
Right. I was watching a video the other night. Is that 56 Chevy? Is that y'all car from Chicago? I mean, from California?
California, yeah. It's a 57.
Yeah. That car, it was red and white. Yeah, they showed on the internet where they tore up, they beat that Nova called the Murder
whoop
Nova.
Whoop their ass. I guess it's safe to say we didn't murder that Nova.
Oh, the Turbo Nova?
It's the Supercharger. We've got Supercharger on it.
That's right, Supercharger. Pro Charger.
Pro Charger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really care what it had on it. But, it's kind of horseshit. Claiming to have the 10th fastest car, and these guys are whining and crying about wanting to race, not getting no tests on, and this and that. It's like, oh, but the street car, what test is it? You can play anywhere you want to go test that car.
Right.
And they're just all bullshit. That's all they are. Bunch of little punks. I think they're the shit.
But you know what's so funny about the show? They don't show. I know it's more than them 10 cars in Oklahoma. All they do is race them same 10 cars, you know what I mean, on the show every Monday.
Right.
What the hell?
Because they're moving up. They have to start with number 10 and then work your way up.
Right.
So that's why you see the same cars, because they're working their way up. Fuck you. Bring out your baddest car. We'll come out there and whoop it. We don't have time to bring a lot of money. All the money we're going to waste racing all these 10 cars. Put about $5,000-$6,000 on the race. Nut up. Have a nice day.
Right.
And that's how that should be. But get these guys out here who have a different agenda. And they're trying to make a show. I get what they're doing. I'm
giving
them a different time on our show as it is. But they're just a bunch of punks.
Oh, man.
Who think they got something fast.
That's a hell of a, when, once you say y'all got the fastest car in the world, that's a hell of a goddamn name. The you know what I'm saying?
That's what they want to put on you. That's exactly what they want to put on you.
Right. That's a hell of a. You got to pack that shit up.
Right.
They want to tell you that. Oh. They want to tell you that, and then.
Yeah.
Tails in the track. He's in and out. What happened last week?
I'm sure I missed it. I'm not worried about those guys. That's if they got the baddest cars come out. And I told them, I said, tell them to bring their 10 cars. I even got the right date for business race. Told Discovery Channel where to be. If anyone want to get their app, come on out. And we go from there.
That's all it takes. You know, once you get a name, the way they say it, you know what I'm saying, the world, that's a hell of a goddamn repetition to back up. I can see the fastest in Oklahoma. Okay, that's different. But they talking about in the world? In America?
Yeah, it is.
That's a hell of a reputation, man. You got to back up, man.
Well, I'll tell you, man. I just think that I think that these guys just bunch of little candy asses who really don't race anybody. And outside of their little group, I mean, how many people are really going to take a chance and travel to Oklahoma? And then lock in on their street.
That they used to, that they know. Hell no.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that we're organized. We're organized now. We go to a track, but they can go spend money on a raggedy ass police car, but they can't spend money on renting a track and tell us to come out there or whatever.
That's the best way to do it at the track. Because on the show, all you see them is ice skating around on the damn street. Ain't none of the cars hooking.
No, I'm good. Grab me a Coke. No, so, yeah, that's what I mean. You know, let these guys go stay and do what they want to do, and that's the boat I like right there.
Yeah.
No, that kind of boat, the deck boat. So, you know, that's my whole thing on it. You know, if you're going to come out and do what you want to do. Meet us at an even place, an equal.
Hell yeah, equal ground. Ain't nobody coming to Oklahoma, especially running on no ragged-ass street.
Exactly.
And those streets are short. So, I told Discovery Channel about, you know, the race. Come out there. Don't be scared. And it's better to do it on track because the track's going to hook. And then we'll see how bad these guys are. And then if they win out there, then I'll give them respect.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They got to step out of side of Oklahoma.
I also put in it, too. I might have stepped on my own pecker when I did this. But told them for any grudging car that they think that they can beat, we'll give them $1,000. Or that I would give them $1,000.
Right.
You know, we got the little truck. We got little trucks. We got S10.
Yeah. 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 That's for sure.
And, you know, if they want to race back half cars, we got back half cars.
Yeah.
If they want to race pro charger cars, we got them. We got turbos. We got a plethora. That's another big word. A plethora of cars they can choose from.
They can choose from. Got a ton of cars. That's in their class. All they got to do is pick.
Yes, sir.
Pick their poison. You can take five cars. You can take five cars out of Grunge Inc. and run through their whole 10 cars.
I bet you. You know what? I'll tell you. We could take, let's see. A couple cars out of Alabama.
Yep.
A couple cars out of Detroit. A couple cars out of Chicago. A couple cars out of Texas. We'll get Boom involved with this so he can make some money.
We'll
unleash the beast on him.
He's on his radio show right now.
And see what they want to do.
He's on his radio
after that.
That's for sure.
Send them packing. Go crying on them. Send them back crying. Get back with the cows and all that stuff you do out there.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, they listen to Grudge, ain't
they? Oh, sure they do. They're probably listening right now. What they should call into the show if they want. If they don't know that they're listening, they don't know the number, It's simple. It's
347-215-9989. That's
it. If you want the 1-800 number, it's 1-800 Grudge Equal Fuck You Up. Simple as that.
That's it. That's to Oklahoma. The head, what's the head? Head person in charge, chief. Chief, you can call in anytime you want to call in, chief. Don't be scared. You the man. You the head honcho over there. You say who race who. So we gonna call you out, chief.
And guess what he said? He said his car does that Nova does in the 8 miles. It does over 150 and under 5 seconds.
What kind of
fast? And that's a fastest?
You pissing all on yourself, bro, your nasty ass. You pissing all on your shoe. Nasty ass.
Who pissing on their shoe?
What happened?
Who pissing on their shoe?
What's up? This nasty motherfucker.
Who, that Sweet Willie?
Oh, shit. That's Sweet Willie.
This Sweet Willie.
I told that motherfucker about himself, too. I told that nasty motherfucker. Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, Sweet Willie?
Sweet Willie.
Yeah,
hey,
what's
Sweet
going
Willie.
On, baby?
We got a question for you, Sweet Willie. There's some boys out of Oklahoma. They run their mouths. Are they the fastest thing around? They got a show. Tell me, they got the fastest country. What you say about that?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
I said, Sweet Willie, what you say about that?
Repeat that for me. I'm sorry, man. Repeat that.
I'm sorry. I said, those guys from Oklahoma said they got the fastest stuff out here. They got the fastest cars out in the country.
Oh, it's Flamingo, right? Yeah.
Hey, guys, hold on a second. We got a number 414-6614. Your mic is open.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, 414.
Yo, hey, I got on the show late. Hey, y'all ain't got any reports from Memphis today?
No, not yet. We got people just not getting down there, so
we're trying
to get something before the show go off.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, then. I'm going back on mute. I just want to check that out.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
We got 708-04.
78.
Mic is open.
708-04-78.
Your mic is open.
What's
going on,
bro?
Mike.
The comparison?
Yeah.
Who's on the line?
Yo, what up, Tail?
What's happening? Who's this?
That's Sweet Willie.
Sweet Willie, baby. What's going on? Oh, what's going on, Sweet Willie?
Oh, you got it, baby. I'm just faking it till I make it, baby. Man, I'm still licking my wounds, man. I'm ready to get my I got my car in the shop and it's getting worked on. It's gonna come out bigger, better, and faster than ever. So, being from there, motherfucker ain't gonna be able to stop me. Then I'm gonna talk more shit than man, then a motherfucking pigeon.
Then a little richer, huh?
Man, hey, we got another number, 773-4309. Your mic is open.
4309.
What's happening, fellas? Big Will.
What's
going on? Hey, why don't y'all call Sleepy? He down there. Maybe he can give us a report of what's going on.
Let me see if I can get in touch with Sleepy.
I know them Mississippi boys probably all over Biz's ass.
Like white on rice.
He called out the whole Mississippi, boy. I know they got there.
Biz probably down there knocking all their ass off.
Man, he called out the whole Mississippi, all the area codes around Mississippi, Memphis, everybody. He said he giving anybody that want to do something the back tire off the trailer.
Where are they doing this at?
And down in Memphis.
Memphis Motorsports.
Well.
Yeah. We laid in the motherfucker, but we'll be there in about 30 minutes.
In Tennessee?
In Tennessee. You know, I'm late with every goddamn thing I do. I'm going to have to do something about that shit. I'm going to have to go to the house or something. Because between where they be taking the motherfucker.
Check this out. Hey, guys, I'm in Las Vegas right now because we're on the way to the track for a night race. It's 7:38 here, and it's 105 degrees.
Yeah, that's some hot shit going on.
Wow.
Hey, guys, we got one more mic. This is 773-2322. Your mic is open. Hello?
That's all right. You know, sometimes they hit that one button by mistake, but you know what, man? They're all on the show, man. They're listening.
Right.
Hey, now I want to touch on a subject real quick, Kev. It's got to do with you. Is it okay if I talk about it or no?
No, we can show on them for a minute. Let's just get back on the Memphis thing. I got another number I'm working on right now. 773-4309. Your mic is open.
Oh, he's just talking in the house.
All right, guys. I say we might have a person on from Oklahoma. I think they hide once.
But what's the area code?
They got 111.
You know what? That's a private caller, man. I don't even worry about those. They got their hand up?
No, I just see them.
Don't worry about that, man. But now, you know, I want to see those guys call. They got to call into one of these shows. They got 7 days a week to call into one show. And maybe they can call into one of these shows during the week and see how a show really gets ratings.
Hell yeah.
I'm not fond of them cats when you make a claim like that to be somebody. And, you're not even close. But. But we'll see what happens. We'll see if these guys nut up and call in.
Oh, yeah.
And if they are listening, they probably can't hit the one button because their fingers are too fat. Probably hitting two numbers at once. Or either that or they don't know what a number one looks like.
Yeah, that's one of the two.
Take that cab out. So yeah, man, it's blowing out here, man. It's hot. It's not even bragging hot, man. It's hot.
Shit, I was looking on the news. They was like, shit, they got up to 119 or some shit out there in Vegas.
Oh yeah, they broke the record.
That's too goddamn hot.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. Can anybody hear me? I think I got disconnected.
Oh well, you're back.
What, they got an event down there, Kale?
Yeah, they got a race out here. They got one race. They got the 8-5 cars. with nitrous and turbos going against what they call a class out here called a hot street. It's an all-motor class.
Okay.
And you guys are running head up against each other.
Oh, okay.
That'll be a good race, yeah. Yeah, you know what? It's going to be. Because that hot street, those guys run pretty quick, man. Those guys usually want to run a quarter mile.
Uh-huh.
They'll run an eighth mile.
Okay.
So it might be in the 8.5 class is a favor.
Okay. That's all right. Boys be flying on them pay this time.
And I'm gonna run a pro class out here and just I put a new set of gears in the car. And I want to see what it's gonna do.
Right. Okay. Ain't Chad in that 8-inch tire class?
Yeah, Chad's out here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's on his way. He's probably on his way to the track too. Gates open at 8.
Oh, the gates open at 8?
Yeah, they're doing this race at night. They have to, man.
Yes, have to. Too hot, right. Okay.
Dude, now we find it on the freeway. Because it's 114 right now on the freeway.
God damn. Phew.
Makes you kind of wonder how everybody came out in the wagon and horse. The little
big
coach and all that shit back then.
God damn. That's hot. God damn.
But it's all good, man. It's Vegas, man.
Yeah, that's Vegas.
My car loves this track.
That's Vegas there. Hot as hell, Vegas.
Hot as hell, Vegas.
What's that?
It's hot as hell, Vegas.
Hot as hell, Vegas.
I'm glad I ain't picked up this weekend to go down there. I've been mad at the mother.
Yeah, you ever see that show, Counting Cars?
Yeah.
We went to his shop.
Oh, okay.
Because it's out here in Vegas. He's got some badass cars in there.
Yeah, I know he do on the TV. He got some nice-ass cars in there.
And then we went to that pawn shop with the ball dude.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks more like a novelty store. It didn't have shit in there.
What, a pawn store? Pawn stores?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like the one up on 8 Mile.
Damn.
So I was afraid to put my foot in the door too hard because I was afraid it was going to go out the back door.
Damn. They make it seem like that sub is be loaded.
And naturally, the guys who do the show, they weren't there. They weren't working.
Oh, Chumley wasn't in there? That's who I like on the show. I like old Chumley.
Yeah, I know those guys are there, and I'm like, shit, who runs this place then? If all the bosses are gone, where's Willie Ryan to? I mean, where's Willie Ryan to?
I think he might have dropped off.
He's still on it. He might just go on mute for a minute.
Oh, dear. He went on mute.
Oh, no. He's probably calling Oklahoma City right now, trying to call them out.
Well,
he's literally on the fucking show, man.
I bet you believe they got so many people on their damn website calling their ass out. It's terrible.
You know, they just got hooked up to where they run it out there. And we got streets in California, man.
Yeah.
We can make it.
That's for sure. Them streets in Oklahoma, man. You see them? You see them ice skating and doing turning around and spinning around. I'm like, man, ain't no way in hell.
Yeah, and I don't get that. I don't.
Ain't no way in hell, man.
That's not the street racing I remember.
Hell no.
Get out there with lights.
Ain't no way in hell. Streets got dips and shit in it.
Dips, cows running across.
What type of shit is that?
I think the most funniest thing they ever done was hilarious to me was when they did play the game with their buddy. That was kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't scripted, you know what I'm saying? That's about the funniest thing I've seen on there, you know?
Oh yeah, that was fucked up. Because he already had just got out of jail. He spent 30 days in jail, had to spend $10,000 in fines because they caught him on the street. So I know he was shaking his damn boots.
So why would you go back if you spent all that much money? That's my thing.
Hey.
You know, what would make you go back?
Chuck said he'd rather spend all his money in his race car. He made his wife pick up extra hours at her job so he can race. So he'd rather put money in his car to pay a mortgage on his house.
That's a good woman. She got a sister?
Honey, yeah, for how long?
Can you wear go return this weekend, honey? Because I'm going racing next weekend. I want to live.
He said he'd rather go racing to pay the mortgage at his house. I say, what?
Yeah, he said, I'll get that caught up later.
Yeah, I'll make that back up. But what's so funny? He getting the house built and he ain't even building the house because he's too big to worry about racing, and the whole family living out of a goddamn mobile home next to the house. That's crazy, man. That priority just fucked up.
Yeah, I can't know too many of us that don't do that.
Fuck no. I got their family gonna be straight. Shit, racing is just a hobby. We ain't getting paid off this shit. We ain't making Dial Force money. This is just a fucking hobby. Shit. I got life, my everyday living first, and shit, racing is a second hobby. Shit.
I gotta ask this question, man. Is this wife? Is she a white woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how I knew? Because if it was he'd have a shoe upside his head.
Oh, if it was a sister, they'd have canceled the show because he'd have been getting shot at.
Hey, man. Them women, they get them shoes off, they use them like a boomerang, man. Hit you in the head.
And then they
say something stupid again.
Man, he doing the right thing. And it was a sister. He'd be getting shot at right there. He turned on the show Monday. His name X'd off the list. Chuck is no longer a part of Oklahoma Fast and Street Cars.
Man.
Did anybody ever find out what happened to Flip?
I don't know. They didn't say. I know some happened. Yeah, they didn't say how he passed.
Yeah, I looked on the internet. I didn't see anything. I double checked on the internet, you know.
Right, they didn't say how he passed.
Right. I just said a memory, you know.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
He got the El Camino. Well, he had the black El Camino that they call Slip.
today was the first time I saw the show.
Right.
And they had an old truck racing somebody, and then they Nova was supposed to race somebody named Doc who had like a 70 or 71 Monte Carlo.
Oh yeah, that's the chassis guy down there. The guy Doc, that's the chassis guy down there.
So yeah, I don't know what episode that was.
That's the newest episode.
These guys sound like they're more scared to race than to race.
It
seem like they like the pedal fest.
All I know is, man, they're giving white people a bad name.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say white people. I should say rednecks.
They got more balls than I can get out there on the street because they ain't nowhere to fuck.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
These guys ain't doing, the street that they're on, it almost looks like there's dust all over it before they even get running.
Yeah, there's some. They pick some fucked up cheap. I mean, some streets out there, man. Ain't no way in hell. That damn chief. He must got insurance probably on all of them or something. He the one picking the streets.
Right.
I think he got insurance policy on them.
Well, here's the thing. When you do a TV show in Oklahoma. Or in Oklahoma City, where they're from, and you put it on TV, and you're street racing, and see it, they know what street you go to because they're usually busting them up. That happens that everywhere. So let's tell the cops it's going to be what streets we're using and let them patrol. These guys really are the stupidest fucks ever. I just can't believe either the police in Oklahoma City are a bunch of retards.
Hey, guys, we got someone to hit the button. 3490. Your mic is open.
Here we go, Cosby. Hey, I've been listening to you guys last week, but I just want to ask one quick question here. I've heard it for the last 2 nights that someone said they'd rather go racing than pay their mortgage. Who said that, if I may ask?
Some guys. It's a new episode to come on Discovery, Street Outlaw, and a guy on that show said that he'd rather race than pay the mortgage on his house. That can wait till later. He'll make it back up racing.
Do we have a wife and kids?
Yeah. But the funny thing is, he got a wife and kids. He getting a new house built, but the house is not finished because he got all the money tied up in racing, and the family is living next to the house in a mobile home.
That mobile home is only probably about $1.50 a month, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To rent.
He's got to be fucking crazy what he is.
Man, someone
asked the question earlier, was he married to a white lady? Man, it wouldn't matter whether she's white, black, Hispanic, or whatever. I'm pretty sure if she hears that statement, she's on her way out the door.
Man, I'm telling you. When he said that, man, that tripped me out. He made his wife get extra hours on her job so she can pay the bills and he can race. He can spend his money, buy parts on a car and race. I said, man, he's a
fucking liar. You know what? Hey, listen to this. I wonder if that dude knows that his wife's probably banging the boss.
Gee, man.
I just want to throw that out there so he don't think twice about sending his wife to get some overtime.
So she might be working overtime.
That's his eyes, he probably don't care. He probably pushing it to the overtime. All he want to do is race.
Yeah, I would love to race, but nothing family-wise could take second, you know, come second place to the race car, man. That's nothing. What would he, I wonder what would he guys say or do if, forsaking him getting seriously hurt, or just getting hurt, but he have an accident in the car, he hurt the car. What would he say to him?
What? Yeah.
You're going to put a race car in front of your family.
In front of your family, man. This is, I love racing, but, man, that's just a hobby.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's second to my life. That's second to my everyday life, my family. My family and everything straight, okay, then I mess with that race car. But I'm not going to pick that over my family.
Right.
Man, I've got one in the garage. And I tell my son the same thing all the time. So I go out there, I sniff around it. I haven't felt one part on that car if I smelled that it was spoiled, why do you throw it away? So it can wait.
Right.
You know, it can wait.
Right.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't have a problem.
Maybe the guy called himself pimping. I don't know, you know.
I don't even know, man. But when he said that, I was like, man, he got to be down for.
Yeah, he's got to be because they can't get any crazier than that.
Yeah.
I'm like you, I love racing, but it don't control me.
And Carla, I agree with you too. It's, you know, a lot of guys, individuals let it control them, you know. We got to realize this is a hobby, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I've told many guys in my racing days, and I've been at this thing for over 40 years, and the thing with me is that races should be money that you can throw on the ground and walk
right
away and let the birds pick up and not look back.
Well, John is back there. Just right there.
Race to his money.
Hmm.
Okay,
no power for him.
No, there's some people here. Well, we just rolling up to the track right now. They already got people. Gates open. Everybody's already in. I think they lied to me, man. I think they opened up the gates earlier. I knew they did.
Oklahoma might be out there, guys.
Dang, if they coming out, if they're out here, they're going to get whooped from by Vega, I'll tell you that much. An unpainted one, but I brought some extra cans of Rattle Can Bread. It's nice and don't want to paint my car. I got to resort to my aerosol overhaul.
Well, I think Tyson got your back when it comes to Oklahoma. He got your back on that one, so you will have a nice paint job.
A few people out here.
You want to call this out
there?
Yeah, they got the. Yeah, there are some people out here right now. Hey, guys, I got to jump off the line because I got to run and go get signed in and my entry and all that paid. But as soon as I get there, I'm going to call you guys right back.
Careful, boss.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys, well, you guys don't mind handling this for me right now for a little bit, do you?
Oh, no. Me and Tyson, I think we got it. We can handle it for a couple minutes until you get back.
Okay, man. What's wrong? I was talking right. Shit like this way. Okay. All right, man. I'll call back in a few minutes, all
right? Meet the line.
Hey, Bob.
I'll come back.
Hey, boss.
Hey, Tyson, I'm going to get one for you, Tyson. I tell you, you're going to dock his face.
What's
wrong? Yeah. Anybody still there?
Big Will still here.
Big Will, Tyson, you still there?
What's going on, Till?
I'm elaborating. I'm elaborating.
How you doing, man? Everything okay with you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's on your mind? What you talking about, Uncle Larry?
We're getting ready to pull into Memphis Motor Sports Park, though, not maybe 10 minutes or something like that neighborhood. And
yes,
we're going ahead and see what's going on. We're going ahead to see what's going on, and we were going to come back to the show and let you all know what's going down. I don't know if y'all already had a report or not, but we're getting here late due to the fact that we had to run further down the road and come back.
Yes, sir. We with you. We with you, sir. I know we. They said Tech Sleepy. I text Sleep, so I don't know. He's in the mix of the race, and he can't. You know, he can't talk right now.
Oh yeah, probably so. We're gonna try to let y'all have it though.
Yeah, Sleep will call in a minute.
Yeah. Was Kevin on the phone tonight?
Yeah, yes, sir. He's on. He's in Las Vegas race tonight, and he's just gonna take his car and stuff in. He said he's gonna jump right back on.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say hi to him too. You know, that's all.
Yes, sir. Uncle Larry, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Big Will. Big Will, still there? I don't know if we lost Big Will or if we lost Tyson.
No, I'm here.
Oh, Tyson, okay. Well, Tyson,
yeah, I'm here. I was just on mute for a minute. Hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay. Hey guys, we got one call. I'm going to hit up real quick. 817-5351. Your mic is open. 817-5351. We'll come back. But, Tyson, to ask you a quick question. I really like to know what happened to Flip. I don't understand why no one has said, you know, what happened to him, you know what I'm saying? Hello? Anybody there? Uncle Larry? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Uncle Larry.
Okay, yeah. I thought I heard somebody say hello. I came off of mute to say hello back to him.
Okay.
Yeah. You all good, Kev?
What do you say, sir?
I said, are you all good?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We just like I said, we just getting some things taken care of. You know, and we just hanging in there, you know, day by day, sir.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Trying to make it right.
Yep.
Make dear Lord. Got to thank him. You know, he gave us one more day.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Get some more. Well, we get some more good days, sir. But I'm sure, sure glad you went down to the race. I'm gonna call Wick and see how the race was going. But I already had hit up Sleep. So Sleep. You know, he probably called a little bit.
Well, we just want to make sure y'all get the report. That's all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We know that you are the man of the man sitting next to the man, as Robert Harris says. You got Sweet Willie. Your buddy Sweet Willie called in tonight.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think Sweet Willie made a lot of people nervous, especially Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. You made a couple of people nervous, sir.
Yeah.
Big Will still on there? He still here? The Big Will don't lie. He's still there? Big Will, he was on the line. Anybody there? Anybody running?
Terrell there must be racing.
No, he just said they racing. They started 8 o'clock tonight in Las Vegas. I said they started 8 o'clock tonight in Las Vegas. He said he was going to take a car real quick. But he told me they're checking him as they come in, so he should be on any minute. He just on mute.
Oh, okay.
And Sweet Willie, he was like, he made some people nervous, especially from Oklahoma.
Oh, man. They ain't got no reason to get nervous.
Just be all you can be, huh?
Yeah. None is good purpose. I'll queue right back in with you. Let me see you calling my number.
Okay, sir. Big Will there? Anybody there?
see. We got 313-7173. Your mic is open.
What up, Kevin?
What's happening, man?
You all right?
Oh, man, just trying to thank the Lord for another day.
I hear you. You know, we got the track the 13th of July at 131.
Oh, okay.
And we also got it August the 31st. And we also got it October the 5th.
October the 5th?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
They give us three more days.
Beautiful, beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully they enjoyed us really well, so, you know, we're getting a good response from them.
Right.
Just trying to see if we have any more people on the line. Tyson here, but Tyson, he is taking care of something real quick with the wife. So what you know, good man? You getting that beast ready?
Man, I got something else to jump in the fire. It's more important right now.
Right, exactly.
Keep me posted on what's going on down south, because I'm gonna be headed south next month, 1st of August.
Okay.
I got another school reunion, so if it's anything jumping like in Memphis, I can bounce right over there and check it out.
I think Wick does have something going in August. I don't know if Wick is Wick's racing tonight, but I know Wick will be calling in. He always calls in. So we'll let us know what's going on.
Yeah, because I go right past Memphis Motorsport going home.
You know, that's where they're at tonight. Man, Memphis
right.
Doing their thing.
Any input?
Yeah. We got Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry's going to be calling us back, letting us know what's going on. We have one. Sweet Willie dog there, too. So they'll be calling back and letting us know what's going on down there. I know we got some bad weather. We got bad weather. Tails and Memphis got the best weather. We've been having this bad weather. All this rain and thunderstorm this way.
Yeah, all this spotted things, rain.
But you know, I did hear about the guys that we call the average Joes. They are racing. You know, they are putting on some good shows. I've been hearing that the guys are engaged, and hopefully Big Fred is going to have them on the internet soon. You know, so people will recognize and know the guys, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to give a shout out to the, as we call it, the average Joe guys. They are racing, are participating. I heard that Tony Bynes got, I said I heard Tony Bynes got tore by a chassis car and a stock suspension car. No, I can't.
He got what? It.
True. He raced somebody, I think, last weekend and got tore by a stock suspension car.
He got beat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was an accident.
That's about the only thing. And then we can try and get these guys from Oklahoma to call in and voice their opinion on, because they said they're the fastest in the country, fastest in the world. And I think they just were,
Yeah, you mother make it back in. Hey, let me, I got a customer I got to deal with. I'm going to mute. I'll call you right back.
All right, I'll see you in the
We got anybody else's mic open?
anybody won't lie.
Hello?
What's quiet?
What's happening, Uncle Larry?
But
Yes, sir, I'm here.
I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. I was just making sure you were still there.
Oh, yeah, I'm still there.
We got a mic just opened up. Let's see here. 414-642, your mic's open.
Yeah. Now, I just talked to my buddy down there in Memphis, man. He didn't give me, like, a clean, clear report, but he say, he said the first round, like, just ended. This fight, like, about 15 to 20 minutes ago. So, okay. He ain't really say, he said, ain't no grudging yet. But he said it's about to come to a head in a minute.
Great.
He said he's going to call me back, though. But, well, I'm at work. I'm on break now. So, I'll be out for, like, about 15 to 20 minutes. So, if he can hit me back. Huh?
You guys want me to grab this other call real quick? We just got somebody open their mic up.
Oh, go ahead, fam.
All right. We got a 773-2322. 773-2322. Your mic is open.
773-2322.
Your mic is open.
Damn, it feels good.
Seven 773-2322.
What's going on,
Kev? What's happening, brother?
Smitty from Set on Kill. How's everything going, baby?
Hey, Smitty, how you doing, brother? Congratulations on your
win. All right,
win.
How's everything going?
All
right, we got some cars in down in Memphis. Set on Kill down in representing. I want to let the Grudge World know, too, we are not busy. Come to July 27th. We have the great Tim Lynch will be in No Limit Raceway, July 27th, for the Grudge Inc. Show.
Yes, sir. I think everybody's
got a spirit.
What you got,
breaking
son?
News. We got a Set on Kill Ron down there. And Set on QB is down there representing. And in Memphis, we got Donye down there. And the Incredible Hulk. About 10 cars and great Donye down there representing. So, just want to shout out to everybody. If you ain't busy, y'all please come up July 27th. It'll be a show among shows.
Yes, sir. It was a good show last year.
It's going to be better this
thicker
year.
And better. Yes, sir. We got to put
bigger
and better.
And better this year.
Shit, what's the face? They got old Tim Lynch supposed to be in the house on the 27th.
Yeah. He'll be there.
Who?
Tim Lynch will be there. And he's willing to get down with anybody who want to do something.
Anybody in the world.
Lynch?
Yes, sir.
Tim Lynch.
So did anybody hear about Steven Jackson? Did he decide to come?
Biz is working on that though. I heard Billy Glick supposed to be Biz working on Billy Glick too. Trying to do the match racing.
Well, you know if Steven Jackson comes, he's gonna come a big ball anyway because he drive his car.
Right. Tell Oklahoma boys, come on down.
Is a Big Ball's car, is that a small block or a big block car?
Small block.
Big Ball is a small block.
A Mustang, small block.
Damn.
Yep. A small big block.
Oh, okay.
said small block with an attitude.
Big block.
Yeah.
South invading the North, part two. Bigger and better.
Yes, sir. If you missed that show last year, you missed one. You missed, I would have to say, that was the best show last year, and a lot of people, they had so many people there, man, it was unbelievable. It was a beautiful show. So if you missed that show in Oklahoma, y'all talking all that shit about y'all fast.
Tell
us
Tim Lynch is coming.
Right, y'all just heard Tim Lynch is coming, so why can't y'all come?
You know
about Pro-Line. Pro-Line will be there. Tim Lynch and Steve Petty. We'll be in the house.
Well, you know, the second time around always going to be better than the first one.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, we look for doing the big and better. The last show was all right, but we're going to look on big and better. Grudging, baby.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. But I just want to shout out to all my fans and all our fans and represent. Support everybody.
No, man, you guys are doing a good job, man. I seen you guys on the video. You're doing a good job.
Yeah. We look for y'all to come out. Hey, come on down and enjoy yourself. Eat some popcorn. Enjoy the festivities.
Yes,
and shake some hands. Meet some people. Get some advice. If you need advice on the car, a lot of people going to be there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know about that show last year? One thing I liked about that show last year,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of spectators. That was one of the tracks
that
I've never seen so many spectators in my life.
Yeah. I know
we
so
had
many
a lot of spectators,
people.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Well, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something in history ain't nobody never did. I'm going to go to Tim Lynch and get him a back tire.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure
we with you, man. We,
him and Steve Petty will take it.
I ain't saying my name, so that way they ain't going to call me out. So.
Well, just be there. He'll be signing pictures and taking autographs and all that good stuff. He'd be there too.
He's going to be like, "Are you the one talking shit?" No, that wasn't me, man. That was him behind me.
Right.
But, hey, Kev, let Tayo know if he ain't doing nothing. Tell him to come on down.
Oh, he's coming.
Him and Chad. And let everybody
him
know.
Him and Chad are coming.
Yo, him and Chad are coming. Tell me we want to see them feet. We got to see them feet in some flip-flops.
Yeah,
he better not have no flip flops on. I'm gonna step dead on his goddamn feet.
I think Chad, CPR is bringing a car. I think they're bringing two cars.
CPR.
Yeah,
I got breaking news for y'all too. Set on Kill Biz, and I got Set on Kill Ron. Lil Boosie in the finals in Memphis. Semifinals in Memphis right now. Breaking news.
Is Lil Ron driving Lil Junior?
No, he's driving his car, Lil Boosie.
He's driving his car, yeah.
And Set on Kill Biz is in the semifinals. Both of them. Breaking news right now. Memphis.
That's what's
as we speak right now.
That's what's up.
Yep.
That's what's up. Yeah, they'd be there all night long, Rachel.
Yeah.
It's just the shootout's over with, so you know it's going to be plenty of action after that.
Hey, Set on Kill, baby. We come to represent. I told everybody, I told them 901 Bad Boys, girls, you can go take over Memphis, and that's what we're going to do.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. It's happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago boys are down there taking
over.
Yeah.
Say nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Oh, that's
for sure. Anybody from Detroit down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully, I'm glad one of them Set on Kill cars going to be in the finals down there for that money down there in Memphis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got the tuna versus I. Get a little Ron. I tuna.
Shit,
Bob
little Ron.
It gets I Ron.
That little Tony's right. Little Ron looking real good.
Yeah. Ron, we're going to break little Tony back.
Good.
Tell little Tony to lock in to set on cue. We'll beat the brakes off him.
I seen. I said, God damn, does Tony know what he's doing?
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. But I'm gonna call y'all back. I want you to let y'all know. We'll put you on, phone on mute, and I'll let you know.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Yeah.
Y'all pay attention.
What's Tayo at? He,
It's your show tonight, brother. You run the show.
He left. What Tayo at? He left the track? Would he go on a male dance or something?
Oh, boy. I'm
you, them Californian boy. They wear them flip-flops and them thongs, so got to watch him.
Yeah.
He might be at the track dancing.
I'm glad you're my friend because you hard on people, man.
You gotta be at the track dancing. Bands are making dance.
So you make them dance.
Thought I heard Shaking Bacon on earlier.
Yeah, Bacon on had a customer at a shop. You know, he had them boys from there all the night.
He's doing that midnight auto.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't nobody want no oil change at 1 in the morning, Shay. Don't want no muffler spins early in the morning.
Yeah, want a muffler?
Nah, don't want no muffler spins at 1 in the morning.
Old Bake over there, he
doing
them up. That boy Steak is. Shaking Bake. Good to find old Shake Steak busy on Saturday night. That's a business man on Saturday night.
See, every time I see Shake, he always doing something.
Mm-hmm.
He always got something going on.
Shake always, you know, if you notice Shake. Shake one of them guys that sit back. They should be watching people. And then next thing you know, you're going to Shake shop. Shake, what's this? Oh, man. I need a little something. You threw a towel over. Don't want you to see it. You know? Hey, I got this motor gone. I'm about to put it in my car. And if somebody come by there, offer him some money for it. He's selling. You know what I
mean? Yeah. Let's see.
Shake just like you. Every time somebody comes up with some money, hey, everything's for sale. Bigger and better. That's all y'all do. Bigger and better. Flipping the dicky.
I want to went on with the No AP today.
Well, I know we had it rained, so I don't think nothing happened out there today.
I know they folks been having another 28-inch tire shootout, a 5 or 6 car shootout or something like that.
Are they going to happen today or they got to stretch it sometime soon?
No, I guess they started something every NOAT. They do a shootout. You know, people put their money together and do a shootout.
Right. You know, the girl Jinx started that shootout. I heard some guy say shootout is it hurting? Is it hurting? But you know what? I don't think it is. I think it's bringing action to the game. I think it's
crowd.
You know.
And, I mean, look at it. It's still girls race because you're betting on the side
right.
And between two cars.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
Still girls.
And the guys, you want to see like the guys are still people around that they're
running.
Still.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, they're still betting. Right. They got a pot at the end.
Yep, they got a pot at the end, and they betting, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, that's a good thing. You shooting for this $5,000, and hell, you winning $2,500 towards, you know what I'm saying, shooting for that $5,000. So, hell, you know, it brings action, you know what I mean?
AT, I got a question for you. Now, I heard this. Some guys are saying, are you a hat racer or a grudge racer? I agree with what you just said. You're still grudge racing. All you're doing is, you know, you're in a shootout. I guess this is my question to get to you. Is it should your shootout racing be different from your grudge racing for who's the baddest grudge of the year or who's the most racer of the year? I mean, you know, I heard some guys talk about that show the other night. And I was kind of thinking if you're going for the baddest grudge racer of the year, you should count all your grudge races.
You should count. You know, most likely, you know, Tony Byers gonna constantly keep winning because that's his living. Right. You know what I mean? And he'll tell you in a minute. That's his living. This is what he do. So,
right.
You know what I mean? It's hard to try to compete with a guy like that because a lot of the guys, you know, they got business, they got family, they got jobs, and this is just a weekend hobby. But shit, you know, prime time, they allowed to be somewhere on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, you know, all through the week. So for a guy like that, it's kind of hard to even try to run up with him because a lot of us is not going to hit the roads like he do. You know what I'm saying? He allowed to be in Florida and come back down to the bottom of Mississippi. You know what I mean? Then leave from the bottom of Mississippi, you know, and come up here to Michigan.
Right, right.
You know, so a lot of us, even though we like the race, a lot of us is not going to do that. You know what I mean?
We're not going to travel
like that, you know. So with a person like that, it's like, shit, hands down, because, shit, he raced, basically raced 24-7.
Yeah.
You know, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, you know, he had tracks all over. So, you know, a guy like that, it's hard to beat, you know, from a,
right.
You know, a regular guy that's they living. That's what they live to do, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, you know, like I like job, to give a shout out.
That's like a job to him. But
right.
A lot
I like
of us, that's his job.
That's
his job.
Trigger.
A lot of us, that's just our hobby. That's their job.
Right.
You know what I mean? They treat that shit like a 9-to-5.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, you sir. Know? Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%. They,
you
they
know what
are.
Else? It's like a weekend hat. It's like a weekend
right.
deal. Or every other weekend or once a month, you know, for some people.
Right. As I was saying, as Pac would say, he's doing the damn thing. You know, he's racing it. Places and, you know, and people
want to
see him. You know, people
want to
see that guy race. They
want
to see that man race, you know.
Yeah.
Man,
he do bring action to the game.
Right.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to ask you this. When you gonna have your next race?
You said me?
Did you reschedule another race for yourself yet?
No, sir, I haven't, because I've been killing, you know, with death of my cousin, trying to get things straightened out with his wife, help her
out.
He left a lot of stuff behind.
Okay.
And I've been trying to help her out, and I don't want her thinking I'm trying to, you know, just take stuff from it like that, you know, and, you know, he had a bunch of, you know, race car parts, and, you know, she's been, basically helped me advise her what to do with it, you know what I'm saying, and, she basically told me to take the stuff, but I told her no, I wasn't going to do that because, you know, she has a family and, you know, he has kids, so, you know, I want to make
sure.
I remember
when the death took place. I remember when it took place, and I was just, you know, kind of worried. You know, a lot of times things affect people in different ways, you know, and sometimes it takes a while for a person to get back. So I just thought I would, you know, kind of briefly ask you, you know.
I see what you're saying, Uncle Larry. Yes, I do want to, but I'm trying to, I've been focused on trying to help her out,
and get her and her family settled, you know, and don't want nobody just taking stuff from her. She basically said that, you know, he would love to see me with it, and that's what he wanted, but yet and still, you know, there's stuff that he had that, you know, we're just trying to gather it up, like I told her, gather it up, and we put a price on it, and she kind of knows what to deal with and, you know, not to deal with, and, you know, so that's basically it. But, yeah, my intentionally next race is North of Vegas South.
Okay.
If dear Lord permits, everything works out, yeah, that is, you know, as Tyson was saying tonight, you know, guys can't afford to go on too many races, and it's like, you know, Tony Bynes, I have to set myself a schedule to, you know, try and make the race. Like I said, I wanted to go North and Vegas South, and then I was planning on going to the race in Macon in October. And, you know, just got work. They got another race at 131, so, you know, I wanted to, you know, hit those. Hello, Uncle Larry?
I was still here. I was just listening, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's right now, it's just one step at a time. Yeah, the car is, you know, it's ready, it's running, but, you know, just trying to get some, you know, like Big Will said tonight, you know, it's a hobby, and I have a party. Party is right, you know, helping his wife out right now and getting things set up for them. You know, and also, you know, trying to maintain and make a living for myself, you know. So, yes, I do plan on being at North and Vegas South with the car. From there, I want to do one more local race. And then in October, I have planned my goals and plans to be down south racing, you know. One weekend a month, October, and I want to be November.
Sir? Yeah, I'm still out here.
Okay, sir. No, I just said, how's your buddy Sweet Willie coming? He's coming along pretty good?
Sweet Willie doing fine, man.
Good. He's fine. Is Brandon Pound down there? They down there this weekend? Okay. Them boys always put on the good show, they. They got that old Malibu running good. You know,
oh, really?
Yeah, old white Malibu running good. A lot of people wanting to run him, but I heard he's been holding his own.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Chicago. You know, he's doing his thing, so I like to give a crap out to the man. Because I met him when I was bad, when we talked, you know, shook hands and stuff. Had a good conversation. You know, he's a good guy. I hope, continue. You know, success with his father, and, you know, his safety and everything else, you know. That's the thing I like about you, Uncle Larry. You letting people know that we fellowship, you know, fellowship comes first, you know.
Ain't no hands up here?
We got a lot of callers, but we don't, we got a couple hands up, a couple people's on mute. I think they listen, but they jump in from time to time. If anybody would like to talk, please hit the one button. Don't be scared. This show is not
It's for everybody to talk and speak your piece. But yeah, Tyson, I agree with what you said about 25. You know, some people hate him, or someone was saying, you gotta have the haters in the game to have them. You know what I'm saying? But the man's doing his thing. I mean, I seen a video of Trigger Man and White Trash Racing. I want to say Trigger Man is growing up to be a good driver, man. He's learning. You know, I mean that was spectacular what he did. You know. But Wayne prevailed. So.
Oh yeah.
You know, I kind of thought, we always talk on our show, but you let me know. I just kind of thought that. I think Tony them wasn't. Let me say this. Not saying bad about Tony, but I think Tony them wasn't. It wasn't ready for a track like that. 131 is not a bullshit track. They are professional. I think there was an ADR there this weekend, and they have one of the biggest ADR shows I've heard of between them and Norwalk. People come out, it says between them and Norwalk, one of the best tracks prepped for the ADR.
Oh
yeah. I'm not saying trying to run down bullshit tracks. I'm not saying that. I just think that caliber track. I just think Tony had his cars tuned for that track. I think he should have came in like a week before, and should have got the track down. Cold Killer, man, he was that motherfucker was running from him from the video. And I know he was there, so I would like to. I would like to see Biz there because Biz was belt last year just to hold his title there. At 131.
Right.
He did good last year.
Well, Biz don't come home. He don't come to. He don't defend the home track. So.
Right. Well, how they never see him, how they do up there at 131. Well, I know Wayne was about to.
Well, they knocked off. That's all who's up there, Wayne. That's never scared.
Right. I just wondered the rest of the cars they had. They got five cars in the camp.
All they got is white trash.
Oh, okay. I thought Gold Diggers won their cars, and I thought they had a green Mustang too.
Gold Diggers, Young Money.
Oh, okay.
Two different camps.
Okay. Okay, I'm glad you're straight on that one. I'm not thinking right.
Gold Digger and the green Mustang is Young Money.
Okay. Now they still got the yellow frame?
No, they sold it.
Oh, okay. So what other car did they replace for yellow frame? Or they built a new car?
They just got the Malibu and the green Mustang.
Okay.
But they got another G body coming out. Another Malibu coming out.
Well, it's good to see the guys, from my area, traveling. And they don't give those guys in Detroit a lot of respect for traveling, but they do. And for betting,
Old Po Boy ran. He had a race, a little Tony's race. Him and, Mike Dice.
Oh, okay. What did Mike Dice run again?
Mike Dice was driving a partner of his new Camaro and a po' boy.
Oh, that black and orange one.
And ran him in a vet.
What do you want, that
po' boy got a vet. Yeah, he got a pro charger on it.
Yeah, that's the one he, just want to say his first, glad he was okay, but is that the one that they wrecked last year?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. No. Different car. No. I know some boys from Louisiana was trying to get with them.
He knocked off them for 5,200.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did it for 5,200.
Now, what about the guy who has the green Camaro? Is he the one that skin race last year? Skin said he gave him the finger. Is he running this year or what?
Green. I ain't seen them guys. Talking about the Mustang.
Yeah, I think his name is Mustang.
With the Pro Charger on it.
Yeah. I ain't seen them guys. Okay, have you seen the new Mustang, the 14, not the 15? I seen one the other day. I think it was on YouTube. I seen one, man, that damn thing looks good. Nah, I ain't seen it. Not a boy from Detroit. They're gonna buy them brand new and do something to them, do something freaky to them. Hell yeah. I see. I see old Skip. Now I see, I did see one where Skip, and I want, I do have to say this about Skip.
Skip do like to race, and Skip raced a back half car with that big tire car, and Skip did engage. I didn't quietly see who videotaped the race, but
I think they were just making a pass together.
Oh, they were shaking.
They were just shaking down together. Yeah.
Well, I want to say I think Skip is going to be one of the guys to recognize. With you know he's got his program going really well, but I think once he gets it fine tuned, you know, he's going to be one to record with. Johnny Williams, I think Johnny looked real good. I mean, finally got the car to leave, you know. He called me.
Yeah,
he was me that, you know. Yeah, Johnny finally got the car.
He got to leave. It made a pretty decent pass.
Good. Yeah, Johnny's been fighting them demons, you know what I'm saying?
I think everybody give Johnny about
another year to get that car straightened out. You know, he was hard to reckon with when he, you know, black when it was black, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he was a competitor, you know what I'm saying? But I think Johnny just right now with his new setup he's got, he's just, you know, as big as on the guy one night. You know, it takes a year to straighten that shit out. It could take a day, you know? But I think Johnny's going to be one of the ones to recognize. But, you know, I mean, some people say, well, you know, he should run, you know, Johnny Quick. But, you know, I can't speak for Johnny Quick, but I know Johnny, I did hear he's got a big block. I'm not sure it is. I'm not, you know, speaking bad or against Johnny, but then, you know, I think Johnny Quick and Johnny Williams are going, they're going to be the ones to recognize with, you know, small block and big block once they get them all, you know, I want to say when Johnny get his lined out. And I really think that Johnny Quick is still dealing with some demons, but he's doing, you know, he's got his hand on it, but he ain't got his fist balled up yet. And Johnny Quick is, you know, I think he's gonna do a lot of things that is gonna impress you.
Johnny,
you know what I'm saying?
Shit, Johnny Quick got a handle on that car. He don't want the last four or five shootouts.
And that's a good thing, you know, because Johnny, I did hear Johnny Quick saying that he's doing everything by himself, and I want to respect that for that man saying that, you know, he does all his own work. You know, I heard that, you know, he had to take his transmission out and fix it, you know, he had to pull his trans apart, so, you know, big props
that's
up
the
to
best
Johnny
I,
Quick, you know what I mean?
That's the best I ever seen that car this year.
Okay.
The best I ever seen that car this year. Especially in Martin. He was knocking off turbo cars left and right. And they wasn't these was eighth of a mile straight up neck and neck races. Wasn't no blowing the tires off, it wasn't no stumbling up. No. He had maybe two Nissan cars and the rest was turbo cars. And he was knocking them off.
Did Outkast show up? Did they get on? I know Outkast was wanting to race somebody. Out of Chicago with that Purple Nova?
Outkast. I didn't see them.
I didn't see them.
No, I ain't see them.
Okay. You know, it's just good to see the guys racing now and, you know, not being so picky. I mean, I even like to talk about Street King. You know, I mean, he turned that car around. I mean, he's really, you know, he's running good, too. I'm not going to take nothing away from Aaron. I mean, Aaron's doing a good job. You know, he just, you know, I think he's still fighting,
you know,
his team, too.
You know who made a hell of a pass? A shakedown? Goddamn Sub-Zero.
Chemo.
Chemo. He made a hell of a shakedown. I'm like, goddamn.
So he couldn't get nobody to budge after that, huh?
Well, he had races locked in, but shit had started raining.
Oh, yeah, I heard about three.
Started raining about quarter to ten. Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear that Chemo, you know, Chemo's back. I mean, I don't think Chemo's never gone. I think Chemo, this is my personal opinion of Chemo. Some people call Chemo a fake racer, but I think what Chemo did, he went not adventure, Chemo did a new recipe. So I think you got, you know, for what you're saying, I think you got it lined out now. And I think Chemo's going to do his thing. I mean, I hope and pray he does. You know what I mean? I think, you know, Chemo.
I know it looked real good. I mean, he done a real hell of a shake now. So.
No, I mean, yeah. Well, you know, I'm just glad to see the guys out there engaged and having a good time. You know, no bullshit. You know, I think the bullshit is really coming to an end, you know? I think guys are like, okay, we're going to raise this fine. You know, all this bullshit.
Baddest,
I really see it dying.
The baddest motherfucker was out the track was Cole Killer. That's
Cole
all I'm going to say.
Oh,
Cole Killer.
Vice President. Vice President Grudge Inc.
That's all I'm going to say. Cole Killer.
He had that car working, didn't he?
Man, that motherfucking Regal fly.
He was
lighting the candles up in the goddamn daytime.
Oh, shit.
That motherfucker fly. When he ran Tony Bond, the gates of Boo too. Tony left on.
Right.
Tony 60-footed, maybe almost a car. On the other end, he put a car and a half on it.
I seen the race. I seen the video. I think Detroit Hood that put it up. And
yeah.
It showed where
Tony
left
right,
on him. Tony left on him.
Tony left on him. And he put a car and a half on him on the other end.
Damn.
Tyke Man was saying, he said, oh, you ain't seen shit yet. We took horsepower out because y'all got water in the air. He said, oh, you ain't seen shit.
Shit, them boys. See, that's all I hear them boys getting their programs together. You know, and you know, I want to say that this is my thing.
That Chris Tootin, that's a bad motherfucker, man. That's a bad motherfucker. That's all I'm taking. That's a bad motherfucker.
So he laying them damn tuna, so, huh?
Man, that's a bad motherfucker, man. That motherfucker was walking around, went to the tree, and held the thing when he tuned the car, and it read the weather, it read the water in the air, it read all that shit. He went back and tuned the car for what the weather was doing.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's a bad motherfucker, man. I'm telling you. That man knows shit.
So you saying your money well spent, huh?
Huh?
You're saying that's money well spent. You know what I'm saying? If you get Chris to do your car, it's money well spent.
Everybody talked about Cole Killer. Oh, Cole Killer ain't last year. Oh, he ain't shit. He ain't done shit. Oh, Cole Killer. All I can say is, all I'm going to say is, Cole Killer. That's all I'm going to say.
So you say you said tuning is tuning his car, huh?
Tuning is a tuner and driver.
Of Cold Killer's car?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought Cold Killer was doing his own thing.
No.
I mean, I thought Cold Killer was driving his car. That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant to say.
Nah.
Okay.
Chris Tootin drive. Yeah.
Man, I want to see that Gangsta Boo come out. I want to know what that motherfucker's on.
I'll tell you what. Cold Killer remind you of the old Gangsta Boo, but quicker.
You, Tyson, I know you talk a lot of shit to everybody, but this is how off the press. You saying, if me and you stand there and we bet fines a piece, your money's on Cold Killer?
Cold Killer. Yeah.
I'm with you, sir. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just going to ask a question, and you answered it. Damn. Well, what is Gangsta Boo supposed to be like out?
I don't know.
Now hold up. Tyson, we on the phone tonight, right? Let me tell you something I got to tell you about your buddy. I was down there with your buddy in Alabama, butt naked. That's a bad bitch. That's a bad bitch he got. That motherfucker is bad. Butt naked got some nice equipment. And I think that butt naked, you know, I think he's fighting his demons, but I think he finally, you know, he's got his finger on it now. You know what I'm saying? He's, man, I like to see him get Chris Tune or you know, Lil Mother Tune that car.
Who that?
And butt naked. But Naked is doing his own car now. But Naked's doing a good job. He's doing a damn good job. But I just think that, you know, like you were saying, somebody who's just a little bit more experienced, you know what I'm saying? But Naked, that shit's a bad.
Well, you know. You know how I do, you know what I mean? He want to try something on his own, you know what I mean?
And that's the best thing to do, dude. I'd rather try on my own.
The show ain't never will learn it, you know what I mean?
No. And I think we've lost that. You know, we lost that point where it got so competitive to where, you know, we need to get back, you know, like Wayne. I wanna give Wayne his props. You know, Wayne doing a good job. You know, he took ropes back, took his car back, he's driving his car, and Wayne is, you know, he's doing good with it. You know, a lot of people say, oh, man, he put Jimbo back in the car. I have more respect for a man. I said, you know what, Devin, I'm trying my own shit. And he's doing it. He's doing it.
And then you look at it like this. But nigga got a lot of car, man.
But nigga ain't got no
bullshit. But nigga got a car.
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And shit don't happen overnight. You know what I mean?
No, sir.
It takes time, tedious shit, to get these cars to working the way you want them to work. You know what I mean?
Right.
And once butt naked, you know what I'm saying? It's a trial and error. Once he get them, you know what I'm saying, get the bugs out and he know what the car like and know what that car do, he going to be a motherfucker, man. All
right, hey, Tyson, I'm going to co-sign that one with you. I'm going to co-sign it 100%. 100%. Butt naked. Right. See, you get it. Oh, this program going to be, I mean, it's right now, but we get it 100% right. There you go. I mean, he's hard to tangle with now, you know, and a lot of guys get on these shows and talk shit about it. But Butt Naked got a piece. Just like you said, sir, he got one hell of a clock piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you said, he ain't got no bullshit. That man has no bullshit. And man, butt naked fed me, treat me good. We had a good time with him, man. He good people.
Right.
You know, a lot of the guys get on the show, they want to talk shit, you know, from me, you, him, and everybody else. But, you know, Butnick is a, you know, he's a real nice guy. He, like he told me, I ain't got shit to hide. You know, he had his head over his cross. I ain't got a fucking thing to hide. You motherfucker got the same shit I got. We just got to hoop it down the track.
Right. You know, so it like I say, once he get a handle on that car, man, and you know, hey, but Nick gonna be all right. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You know. You know he gonna be all right. It should take time, yep, man. We can get all the high dollar cars and all that shit. That don't mean them motherfuckers gonna fly. We gotta make them work.
Yes,
you gotta spend time with them. You gotta take time away from your kids and families and,
mm-hmm,
and you know, fuck around with these cars, man.
Oh, Tyson, they had a Cutlass down there. I told the story. It was down in Alabama. And I'm gonna tell you how I felt what I seen, okay? I seen this old raggedy-ass Cutlass. This motherfucker had spark rims on the front, white walls, had some small ass exhaust on it and shit. And then it happened, like it was loading up something. They had a little problem, but they finally got it cleared up. So the boys gonna make a pass, man. That motherfucker was getting down. Do that. You understand me? I mean, that some bitch was doing the duke.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Sleepy just shook our heads. Sleepy looked at the other day. I said, that motherfucker ain't no punk right there. Sleepy said, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Boys, I mean, dude, he didn't have a custom rim on that motherfucker. Raggedy ass rims on the back. That some bitch was coming up out the gate, but doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you got to beware of, you know, you could have one of the prettiest cars in the world. They got somebody that makes some shit look raggedy. Got some shit look raggedy as hell. They can even do like you just said. You know, people got that shit pinpointed now, you know, and they moving in directions. You know, like I say, I want to give props to Wayne. You know, for Wayne taking his ropes back over with his car, he's doing a good job. And Wayne, man, we wish you the best and hope much more success come to you. You know, I have much respect for that man. You know, and you know, I heard one person say on the internet about Biz. You know, and I talked to Biz in Alabama, and you know, and I just told Biz, I said, dude, you know, Biz like, well, Kevin, it wasn't that bad, but blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, Biz, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I said, I was standing there when it happened. I said, dude, it was a lot worse than what, you know, other people would have thought, you know. And he was like, man, you know, I started saying, man, God's grace that you know, you're still here and you're doing good, you know. He just said, hey, man, I'll step back and, you know, do my thing. But I just told him, yeah, I said, man, you know what, just, you know, do it and take your time, man, you know. You know, build your car and take your time. You know, move in steps where you need to move, not where people tell you to move. But we do need to move. I think Miz would be a good competitor too, you know. You know, he just, you know,
you
I never said Miz winning off more than he chewed.
You got to build that winning team around him.
Well, you know, Miz is doing pretty good. His team was on top, and last year let's hope and pray that, you know, he can get back on top. And we got a lot of competitors in our area, like Lil Tony. You know, you got yourself, you got all the guys from Detroit, you know, all the guys from Chicago. And I just see people, you know, I see more guys being more aware and just saying, you know what, it's my money, I'm going to do what I want to do. You know, I mean, you'll quote me if I'm wrong. You know, I'm just saying that I'm seeing a lot of guys step up to the game, you know. People can say and do what they want to say, I would say, as far as Wayne's concerned, but the man stepped up, got his car back, and he's driving his own car now. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, let's hope and pray that, you know, Wayne has more success and, you know, happiness in his life. You know what I mean? He's, you know, the man is, you know, he's doing his thing. You know, Biz can do it. But I just think Biz needs to take it he needs to take it in steps. I didn't say baby steps. I didn't say no disrespectful steps. I just think Biz will be a hell of a driving competitor. I think, you know, some people say seat time is the best thing in the world, you know. I think that's all I'm saying, you know. Some guys, you know, some guys will sit back and, like with me, I have this theory when I went to Roy Hill Racing School. Roy Hill was like, you know, always sit back and watch somebody because you may learn and you may not learn. But if you're not watching, you're not a competitor. You know, watch a guy how he does it. You know, just take your time and learn. You know, it's a learning process. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've all been in a situation where, yeah, I can go through this, I can go do that. You know, but if you don't take the learning process, you know, when you're doing it, you know, I just think, you know, may God always be with us, but, you know, I just look at it as a learning process, you know. You know,
oh,
John Forrest, you know. I mean, you know, look at Sweet Willie. You know, you saw about Tony Fine. People got to realize Tony Fine didn't start in a fast-ass car. You know, Tony probably starting the car was a lot, hell of a lot slower. But the thing I like about Tony, and I've seen Tony just his own valves. I've seen Tony do a lot of things, you know, when I was in Alabama. I can't speak for tuning, but I think Tony was doing some tuning, or he, you know, Lil Mo wasn't there with him. But what I'm saying is that, you know, everybody, you know, wants to jump on Tony to a certain extent. I mean, it's like even like Dog. And I didn't realize, talking to Dog, kind of, man, Dog's been in this game for years.
Hell yeah.
You know, he's been in the game for fucking years, you know. Dog was like, man, shit, I've been racing in the 70s, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? You know, and I'm not taking nothing from Dog, but I'm saying that Dog and Tony are good drivers. If you give them a good setup, a good combination, they can drive it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the essay I'm going to say from my little Ron. I heard a lot of internet saying, well, won't this put, you know, Lil Ron back in Lil Junior? You know, I went from watching video, you know, but, you know, Lil Ron, man, he's a hell of a driver, dude. You know, I'm not going to take him from him. You know, when Lil Ron was driving that car, you know, he was doing his thing, dude. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't beat Lil Junior. You know, I just hope, you know, that they can, basically I want to say, I hope that, you know, Biz can find some reasons to set him up and put him back in it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, much success to everybody, man, you know.
I just like to see everybody doing their thing, racing, having fun.
Right.
That's what all this shit is about. Ain't none of this shit personal. And, you know,
right.
I think some of the people, they just need to leave this political bullshit alone and go on and keep it, you know, keep it moving, keep it racing, man. You know what I mean?
Right. And I agree with you 100%. I think it's, like you said, it's turning political. Respect a man for what he's got. You want to race him, race him, you know. My biggest thing, my disassociation with Tony is that, you know, I understand that, you know, Tony's going to take his race, but, you know, why is it always got to be, you know, I mean, like we were saying, you know, we used to race, it was like, shit, motherfucker, we thought we could beat you. We had a fucking 10-inch tire car and you had a fucking 1632 or whatever on the back, shit, we was going to try you. That's what I like to see more in the grudge game. I like to see more people just saying, fuck it. I'm going to try you, you're going to try me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I got to remember, you know, that 10-inch tire shit started with them damn Mustangs years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had fucking Mustangs run that fucking Mustang. What that Mustang race they used to have, MRA, whatever it was called. Shit, those things are they doing to do. So. And they was running faster than half the big tire cars, chassis cars.
Hell yeah.
I would like to see the guys more engaged in, you know, fuck all that tire shit and wheelie bar shit, you know what I'm saying? Just race. You know, if you don't want to race the guy, then leave him alone.
Yeah.
What's up?
You know, so hopefully we'll see a lot of more racing, which we are. We are seeing a lot more racing this year, especially up here. And I like to say, you know, for the guys from down south from coming up, you know, the guys who are traveling to come here to come see us, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know, before it was always we had to travel down to the Fat Tuesday. Remember, every year we had to go to Fat Tuesday race.
Oh yeah, that's all we knew was Fat Tuesday.
Right, that's all we knew was Fat Tuesday. And then now, you know, we starting to venture out. You know, we go out to do a race, and then now we're starting to get the guys from down south to come race with us and have a good time. That's what I'm talking about. I like to see the guys from down south come up. You know, I mean, it's like them guys that Outlaws street shootout stuff, they didn't pull up.
That's all we knew was Fat Tuesday until Jay Barnes started grudging.
Right.
When Jay started grudging, shit, it just started opening doors to, I mean, everything, you know what I mean?
Right. And a lot of people like to, you know, down the man, but he's seen a vision, so why'd you get mad? Because he's seen a vision, and he's trying to do something. You know?
Yeah, that's true. You know what I'm saying? He made a vision, and the shit came true, and, hell, up north, you know, down south, we wouldn't know each other like the way we do.
Oh, we wouldn't.
You know what I mean? We wouldn't know all these. We wouldn't know Butt Necky. We wouldn't know Wick. We wouldn't know Mississippi Joe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We wouldn't know D. Grant. We wouldn't know Tony Vines, Trigger Man. You know what I mean? Turbo Tim. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't know all these guys if Jay Barnes, you know, if all this stuff the way it is now. Shit. You know?
So, you know, above, you know, we both saying that, my thing is that why do you knock a man who had a vision? So now, he went ahead and seen the vision in his head, so you know what, I'm going to go ahead and try this. But people realize, you know, the money he stuck out and lost, that's how, well, you know, money's going to his pocket now, whatever. No, that's not true. So you don't realize what it costs. That man to promote a race, you know, rent a race. You know, he can be like, well, you know, fuck it. I'm going to do all my groceries at my track. And he's been moving to every track. You know?
His track now is out there. It didn't want to sell grudge racing. Now,
right.
Look at all these tracks now accepting grudge racing. You know what I'm saying? Who to say is that, you know what I'm saying, that Jay Barnes will be at Miami for a Grudge Inc. event. You know what I mean?
We never thought that would happen.
You know how good that felt coming in the gate and you see black folks taking your money?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, God damn.
And all the years that we begged them to do stuff, and then, you know, Melvin, another guy, you know, and coming out of Chicago, bring it to Maryland, and the Maryland's like, oh, we see the money now. We don't want y'all here no more. I mean, we don't want your promoters here. And then, you know, we set a precedent like, you know what, if y'all don't want us, then, you know, something's going to, you know, we want something to come. You know what I'm saying? We want something to come back to us.
And, now they see, now these tracks see how a Grudge Inc. event brings all this money and advertising
right
to your tree.
Right.
This is grudge stuff that people said that had never happened. Street races we used to do on the street. A man took his vision and said, the hell with the street. I'm going to start an organization called Grudge Inc. And we're going to come to cities all over the world, promote races.
Right.
You know,
and we bring it to the track.
We bring it to the track. When people get noticed, you know what I'm saying? You got the bigger eyes, you got people video court, you know what I'm saying? Everybody getting famous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. we get a lot of people, you know, they want to, quote unquote, hate on Jay Barnes. They want to hate on you know, Pro Stock Joe. But, you know, this, like you say, you know, Joe and him had a vision, so, I mean, and they're working together on it. You know what I'm saying? I talked to him the other day, but, you know, you know we're having a race in Canada end of the year.
No, I ain't know nothing about
we have a race in Canada. I was over there, when I was over there, I stopped through, and, you know, Jay told me to stop through and talk to people, and, man, they said they can't wait. So Jay and them, and Jay and Biz have worked it out with them. So, you know, we move to a different country now. That's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's all about, man. It's all about racing, having fun, man.
All right.
Yeah, what's going on, Betty Boy?
What's happening? Who's this?
This is Smitty from Set on Kill. Got breaking news. Set on Kill, Lil Boosie beat Set on Kill Biz. Set on Kill, Iron going to the finals against a Gray Mustang in Memphis.
Oh,
that
okay.
That wouldn't be a ball factor, would it?
No, I don't know who it is. I know it's a Mustang, Gray Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a guy named Jed from Chicago. Not for sure.
Oh, so we got two Chicago cars in the finals?
Yeah. So someone said Oak Hill beat another said Oak Hill.
Oh, okay.
Well,
hey,
man, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, we coming to the north. We coming to the south, and, hey, you know, north is invading. So,
you might want to see both those cars. They'll both be at No Limit Raceway July 27th. We'll get it back on again, you know.
Any grudge races went on?
The grudge races, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want to chime in and let you guys know.
That's what's up there.
Hope we set up to Iran and win and get the money and come on back to Chicago.
Well, we hope we do, man. Y'all deserve it, man. Y'all been out there doing y'all thing. Y'all been one of the groups that been traveling.
Yeah, we've been traveling a long time, you know. We've been working all our little bugs and having a little problems this year, but we're working it out and things are looking up for us.
Now I got a question for you. Me and Tyson was just talking about the vision that Jay Barnes had. Is how can you be mad at him because that's his vision and he's got it working, you know what I'm saying? I don't see a problem with that. Why does everybody, you know, want to, you know, give him a bunch of flack?
We support Grudge Inc. We're 100% behind Grudge Inc. We stand behind Grudge Inc. 100%.
Hey, Set on Kill, we got one of the call, 773-8424. Your mic is open. Okay, sir. 773-8424. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Grudge World. What's happening, Kevin and Tyson?
Kid.
What's going on, man?
Kid, what are you doing, baby boy? We've been looking for you all
What's
night. What you doing, man?
Oh, man,
What's
I
up,
just
kid?
Left
them
over by y'all way, man.
Oh, did you, sir?
Yeah, I was over there at Martin for the ADRL race, man. It was landing down.
Man, how was that?
Man, please. Goddamn, I can tell AETs because it really doesn't matter. Stevie Jackson driving for Alan Abbey, went 360. Mm-hmm. At 208.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh.
And the other Allen Abbey car, Alex Hostler, I don't know if you all know him or not, but he went 358 at 212.
Damn.
Yes, indeed.
In the eighth?
Yeah, in the eighth.
Them boys ride.
Yeah, it is.
Them boys ride.
Yes, indeed, man. Yeah, they had to put a nice show there tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So I'm just getting back in here into the old shack.
No rain. Hey, kid, no rain on that side of the state?
No, it rained. It tried to sprinkle up there, but after that, it turned out to be pretty nice.
Good.
I heard it rained over here in my part of town while I was up there.
Yeah, it rained here in Detroit. It rained like cats and dogs.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it just stopped about 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay, because I think the NHRA meet we were having over here in Joliet, I think it got rained out. I was out there Friday night. I'll probably go back out there tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, because I see my girl Erica. She did get out some funding, so she did make Friday night. She was number 3 qualified at a 662.
Okay.
And she's doing real good this year.
Yeah.
Now she married to the kid. She married to the kid.
Richard Stevens, yep.
How's he doing? What is he doing now?
Hey, man. It ain't there, man. Them funds ain't there.
He's supposed to been coming out with a car, too, a pro style car, teaming up with somebody.
Them funds ain't there, man.
Yeah, it
should
have cost money, man.
Yes, indeed. Like Juan Johnson said here a couple of years ago, man, it'd take you down to $2 million to run that 23-race circuit they got over there on the NHRA.
Yep. Well.
Yeah. Yeah, man, Juan Carlos ain't no joke.
That's a lot of money, man.
What are those cars stickered at? Those cars stickered, $300,000, $250,000?
Yeah, I would say so.
About $250.
Shit, a good motor will cost you somewhere around about $100.
About $100, hell yeah.
Yep.
Shit, a lot of them get the cars and lease the motors every event.
Exactly. Yeah, because Steve Smith out of Indianapolis, he got that program going on, and a couple more guys.
Yeah. Motor guy,
yeah,
where you lease the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you race them,
okay.
And that's it.
Yeah, I heard my brother was telling me, I think Grump was the one who started to lease the motors to people.
I think they charge leasing the motor, it's like $30,000.
Oh, yeah.
Like
somewhere around that, $30,000 to $40,000.
Yeah, for the event.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. That's why it's so expensive, man. You know, you got all that overhead you got to pay for, too, you know.
Oh,
you
man.
You strictly need a sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, us average Joe guys, look at us. I mean, we don't spend half.
Yeah, the truck and trailer is $1 million by itself.
Shit. Yeah. And a guy like John Ford, he got four car haulers and everything. He got four extra trailers to carry all the equipment and shit in for each car.
Right.
And then he got a couple of buses. Man, please.
A couple of buses. He got one of the trailers is just for to sell all the merchandise. The
right.
Shirts, the
hats. Yep. Shit.
Man.
Yep. He'll never get rid of Castro.
Hell no. Castro ain't going to never get rid of him.
Mm-mm. Because he's a hell of a spokesman.
Oh, yeah, he's a hell of a
spokesman. Ford Motor Company got to be giving, probably about $10 million a year or more?
Something like that. And he wound up being number one qualified at a 405.
Yeah, I seen a couple tell in a qualifier. They said, yeah, he was number one qualified.
Yeah. Yep. But like I said, me, I like all drag racing. It don't matter.
I love it, too. I was on the road about 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
And who's the black guy who runs the motorcycle? No limit.
Who, Michael Phillips?
Yeah, man, I seen this truck going up the road. I was like, that's all right.
Yep. Yeah, he hurt his boat up in New England here last week, so I saw him out there Friday night. I was kicking it with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't try to make no pass Friday. He wanted to save his merchandise for Saturday because he wanted to try to get in that field.
Right.
Is that the race over Norwalk?
Yeah, that's next weekend.
Okay.
Yep, we'll have to lead out.
Guys.
They'll be heading back to the West Coast for three races.
Also, you're going to Tails Land next week, huh?
Yep.
Up there in Cali.
Yes, sir. Hey, guys, we got one other caller.
Get him on, because I'm getting tired in a way.
Well, you're on your way home, and we'll keep on the show, right? We'll keep you up, kid.
No, I made it on.
I like your saying, no go money. We've been trying to get it, keep it going.
Yeah, man, that no go money.
Yeah, you are the originator of that, sir.
Yep. Yeah, get your call on, man. I'm listening.
We're still working on the I think that was you, kid. It's last four is 8224. That's you, right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was. It's got you spinning. Anyway, I hope Tail has a good time and be safe tonight. He gone somewhere? Yeah, he's in Vegas, right? He was on the show with us, but he had to go take the car in.
Oh, okay.
It's called a night race. So they race from 8 o'clock to like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they get that doing shit.
It was 119 down there, kid.
Oh, well, it ain't going to be no dude there.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah, they call it the night race. So he will be
if
a ball.
If it's 119 in a day, it's probably 89 at night.
Right, because I heard the other day, I guess it might have been Thursday. Shit, it was 119 in Death Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm getting ready for that North versus the South race, man. That should be a hell of a turnout.
Oh yeah, that should be a hell of a turnout, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, if dear Lord be with us, man, we'll all be there having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is the biggest race in the North. You know, and Tony's got the second biggest race in the North, so. Hopefully, we get people to, continue to support, Biz and Tony on their races,
Right.
But I enjoyed myself last year at Biz. I really enjoyed myself.
Oh, yeah. Like Larry said, man, we like the fellowship, man. Go out there and swing a few bones.
Person soon saying that, got on Uncle Larry about fellowship, but you know what? Uncle Larry is Uncle Larry of grudging. He's going to be Uncle Larry grudging,
Mm-hmm.
I hear so many guys who do like, Pro Star Joe saying, there's some of these guys on the internet, and hear what these guys say, and they keep going back and forth with these guys, and he would just say, stop feeding to the negativity and it will be okay. A lot of times, it ain't guys who grow into race. It's guys who do the opposite race and they just don't like to see our organization grow.
I don't know,
we got somebody. Somebody with some background noise.
Beat the brakes off that
kid. Kid don't listen to that bumpy bump. But, I got to say, like me and Tyson saying, Jay Barnes, he had a vision. And, I just kind of getting really pissed off that, people want to badger him and hold him for ups and downs and everything else, Man,
yeah, well,
he's doing what?
Well, Kevin, you're going to have them haters, man.
Girl, I heard you had that good gushy-gushy. What's up?
Something you got, Devin?
Thanks.
Oh, my bad.
I know.
Oh, man.
I thought I put a phone on me.
You're going to fool around and get you a case.
My bad, kid. You little big butt girl fan.
Hey, Tyson. Kid about to
see
some of that goat money real quick.
Hey, kid, this money about to go right quick.
I see. Cause I say, you about to get you a case. Too much eye exposure.
Yes, sir.
I thought I put the phone on mute. My bad.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, next time you do it, you say, test it, 1, 2, 3. I'm going on mute.
That's what I told her, test it, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, Tyson, I'm staying out of that one.
I just want a sample.
Thank
that's
you.
All I'm going.
I know you do, sir, but I'm going to get the bill that one.
So all you want is a sample, huh? You don't want no full course meal, huh?
I don't want a full course meal. I just want a sample.
I heard that.
That's it.
Hey, you know, Junior, hey, Tyson, you're trying to make it back that thing up, bitch.
I want a drive-through special.
Oh, okay.
Pick it up and keep rolling.
Hey, get the drive through and keep on pushing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what, guys? It's good that, you know, we do have organization grudging, NGRA, that who's trying. But my biggest thing I would really, really like to see is the guys coming together at the end of the year instead of a schedule, because I think the schedule, my thing is the schedule would really, really work for, like I said, for me, you, and kids, the average Joe who does work and who doesn't have that money, but say, you know what, I know it's a race going to be in Alabama, Texas, you know, this month, and you know, we can make, I mean, I think that's a better crowd count if they did a set schedule instead of just popping up races, and then, you know, we sit at the house like, oh, well, fuck, I can't make that race, you know what I'm saying, because
right.
My schedule, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would really like to see Grudgy really, really, really to do, you know, a set schedule, you know, and let the people go from there.
Right, like the NHRA has.
Exactly. You know, Tyson might call me. You might say, hey, Kevin, you going to this race? Well, no, I ain't found going that one, but you know, I'm going. Y'all want to come, you know, help me drive or help work with me that weekend? Oh, yeah, we can do that on the ground. I just think that we'll see more people. We'll see more, you know, more people, more races there, more spectators. Because, see, even with the spectator, you got a schedule. That spectator has to take that time off work to make
exactly.
that travel or to, you know, accommodate to say, okay, well, you know, as kids say, there's no go money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have no go money or whatever. You know, I would really see them do a set schedule and not bump. And I would like to see the guys support, number one, you know, your grudging races, you know. If grudging got one once a month, if Lil Tony got one once a month, Mississippi Joe, whoever, or 901 Boys got one, you know, it's just that way, I just think you will see more people. And a lot of guys, you know, they sit at the house and say, you know what, baby, I got this race next week.
Hey,
I got
kid. When I come to Bill's race, I told everybody I'm going to do something ain't nobody never did. I'm going to tell Lynch he got the back tie, but this don't tell him it's me.
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed.
He got 1-1.
1-1, huh?
As soon as they mention my name on the air, like, I don't know who they talking about. My name is Aaron.
Hey, Tyson, you say you're going to get 1-1. You're going to get 1-1, but you don't know what he's talking about, huh?
Yep, a lot of more boys should be coming this way, though.
Yeah.
I mean, just say for instance, okay? You guys on the phone. Say, for instance, look at Kid. can't schedule a race during the NBR this weekend. But he probably had him scheduled from last year. But he knew that race was going to be there. So that was his thing to do. All I'm saying, I would like to see Grudge Inc. get more organized to do that. We got a race such that. Now, you know, I talked to Jay Barnes, and I told Jay Barnes it's a beautiful thing for him to have a race, you know, at Make It Dragway. Make it the World Grudge National at Make It Dragway. But who's going to get mad? I mean, people got to realize, back in WSIHRA, that guy was from California and had one of their races, I think, in California, had one in California, I think one in Detroit, or they had the one in New Jersey. They were, you know. All I'm saying is that if you got a guy that wants to see that event, you know, schedule it to where some guys, well, I put my vacation time in. Nobody know. She want to go. The kids want to go. If I'm taking the motorhome, so I know what money I got to spend to get the motorhome there and get my wife and kids back home. Plus, I got my bet money. You know what I'm saying? I think we'll get a lot of more response. I think we'll get more guys from wherever just knowing that they got that schedule. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got to realize that that's me and Tyson same night, you know. They had that Mustang race years ago. Them guys, my buddies just run that Mustang race, like Johnny Williams, they had that schedule. So Johnny and them, you guys knew what they was going to race that month, that year, that time. You know? I would just really like to see them just do a schedule, because that way, just in principle, like I said, us three, we ain't doing nothing. And we might say, oh, hey, man, what you doing this weekend? Nothing. Well, next year they got the race done and such, but, you know, I know we ain't planning on taking no cars, but let's go support. Or we might take a car, you know.
Right.
You know, a lot of guys got real. A lot of guys work together. You know, a lot of guys work together and said, you know, Tyson might say, well, man, my car done. You know, I want to go to, like we just said, Fat Tuesday. Okay, Tyson, we're going to Fat Tuesday. So we know we're taking his car, we all together going with him, you know. And we know that car is going to be there. You know, just, you know, different places we have to go. We're just hoping and praying that, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, and I think it's going to happen, that, you know, Jay Barnes is going to get that schedule set up to where, all right, you got Grudging schedule, you know. You know where I'm going to be at, support or don't support, you know. And I think a lot of guys are going to support. You know, I mean, like how him and Biz, or, you know, Biz up the race for North and Vegas up. That was the biggest fucking race in the North.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was telling people tonight on the phone, I have never seen that many people in the stands. I've seen races, but I never seen people in the stands. I mean, them damn stands over at No Limit was freaking packed.
Yep.
I mean, people were just coming through the gate. And I think when you got organization to where, like, say, Ben's had his race, he promoted it. And when he said, well, I got the North, I got the South and Vegas North, he was like, damn, I'm going. Yeah, we didn't prevail. But I guarantee you this, if the South come back this time, they won't prevail. It's not going to happen. But the North and South have got to realize, too, we run a quarter mile. If now, and I'm respecting some a lot of our guys who are moving back to the eighth of mile, because I see a safety reason to that. That's my personal opinion. If you don't like it, so what? Kiss my ass. I move to the eighth of mile. But I love quarter mile. But I think safety wise, for me personally, for my program, I need to run eighth of mile.
Right.
You know, quarter mile, I can tear up a lot of shit. Not just motor. I mean, I can probably tear my car because it's a short wheel based car. That was my personal opinion. But, you know, I'm not mad on the guys who moved back to eighth of mile. And I'm mad that I love the guys who run a quarter mile. I love quarter mile. But just me personally, I can't do it.
Well, it's to each his own, you know.
Yes, sir. And that's what I want to say. You know what I mean? Kid, I listen to you all the time, man. Even you put a lot of logic on these shows, man. You really need to stay on these shows, brother. You and Uncle Larry, man, y'all lay some shit down and make people faint, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Like I said, Kevin, been there and done that, man.
Well, see, that's what these guys are understanding, you know. I'm going to give you a little small scenario. Don't have a gym racer, you know. My nephew got jumped on 2 weeks ago, you know. They live in a, my brother living together. I mean, my brother lives in a fucking community that's damn near gated.
Mm-hmm.
The kids come over his house and threw fucking bricks through his son's car and shit, you know, acting stupid. You know, my thing is, Tyson, this is not the Mario show. I mean, the Tyson show. That damn Tyson will be cutting up. But, you know, I mean, you know.
Look me in my face, girl. I ain't got no words.
Oh, okay.
I hear you, Lil Wayne.
Hey, look. Now, when I was doing that, everybody was muting my damn mic. When I'm stepping to Momo with it, you know, on the show on a Saturday night, mute Kevin's mic. Now, we just have fun. Tyson, just cover your thing up. It would be okay tonight. But, no, I like to see you guys doing more racing. You know, but to get back to what I was saying, you know, with my nephew, he got jumped on. It's stupid, you know. And my brother was like, well, man, some kids from all over the house. Acting stupid. I said, dude. I said, they ain't that been the girl. Don't want to be the girl. I said, he said, yeah, they listen to that music. And now they think they, you know, they somebody. You know, do you kids actually think, if a kid's listening, do you actually think a person will get on the damn, sing a song and say, oh, I sold 20 damn kilos and I'm still, you know, I'm still doing it today. Man, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, it's a logic to everything. You know, we got some guys who is the average Joe, like me, you, and Tyson, and everybody's on our show on Saturday night. You know, majority of we get the average Joe's calling on Saturday night, but you know, we can't make a large amount of bets, but we still having fun doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, we get some guys on there who've been. Kid, you can say it because you are the originator. You get that word patent, that no gold money.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be on here and bump their gums. Blah, 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 blah. Like I tell a guy, I'm going to bet what I can bet. I'm going to lock
right.
on what I can bet.
Right.
And that's all I'm going to do. So you can go here and talk about Kevin ain't shit. I got some slow shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you, if I think me and you can do it, we can do it. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to lock in. I'm going to let you know from the rip. I'm betting this. Whatever come on the top, there's nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. But what I'm talking about, your boy over here got 100 and your boy got 800. I don't have nothing to do with this shit. And between you and your boy and whoever else, you and that motherfucker can get this shit straight out. So bring that shit back. I owe you some dollars. I told you what me and you going to do.
Right.
If we're going to decide, you know, if I tell a guy, you know, we going to race this time, or we going to do this and that. That's how I am. But I learned a lot. Listen to these shows. People don't understand. Listen to why were these shows and fucked up a lot of shit? Yeah, some and some not. Yeah, it fucked up. But it hasn't. Because you learn a lot to know what a guy wants to bet, what he wants to step. You learn how to step better. And I just
you got to pay more attention to it.
Right. I just think we got some guys in there who wants to be, they want to be a wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be that wannabe guy. But we are, you see, what I'm trying to tell everybody is we're saying, hey, me and Tracy, hey, Tony Bynes started from somewhere. He didn't just start from top. He started from somewhere and built himself up.
Right.
So, you know, why are you trying to be Tony Bynes? You can't be Tony Bynes. I can't be Tony Bynes. I can't let travel like Tony Bynes do. Tony Bynes
has
been in the game for a long time. He's got his program going. I can't be some of my other fellow guys from Detroit to Chicago. You know, and a lot of these guys, too, they need to stop this bullshit because a lot of these guys got people standing behind them. I'm standing with myself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can only speak for the bet that you're going to play.
Right. I mean, like you said, don't bet the no-go money.
No, because
Tyson was bad. I mean, not Badger, but Tyson was letting know about a guy from Oklahoma saying that he is, you know, he let his house payment go before that, and then we had a bunch of callers on that deal. You know, they're like, oh man, we ain't gonna do no shit like that. I gotta take care of my family first, and it's true. You know, we call it average Joe guy. I'm not saying Tony Bynes don't have a family to take care of. I'll be lying. I'm not saying
right.
It's just don't have a place for my family to take care of, but they're at a different level than we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, in the grudge game, we bracket races, and then they top fuel races.
Right.
I don't mean that Joe pointed them out of his pocket. Told him they have a crew. They have people who stands behind them. It's a sport.
Right. Right. Like Tony Bynes. You got Cowboy and what's the name?
Trigger
Man. Yeah.
You know, so I respect. Right. I respect them guys, and I think that's what we need to get out there. You know, that some guys, oh man, I want to be this Tony Bynes, you know. I want to be Diaz. But people realize Diaz, they got people standing behind
him. Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Wayne from Detroit. You know, Wayne,
mm-hmm.
Wayne got people standing behind him too. He's got sponsors.
Right. Right.
Look at our sponsors. See, we are, our sponsors are not big oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
But the oil companies, they're gonna start wanting to come in and get on with us because the same, like I say, Jay Barron has a vision. It's going to get to a point to where these hat races, they call hat race shoot races, They're gonna start paying contingency with it. They're gonna start paying contingency money
mm-hmm.
with it.
Yep.
You know, if you win tonight, we're gonna give you $200. You know, I mean, we used to bracket race, and hell, we stuck every sticker on our car to get on there. That's money. You know, I had a guy told me, you know, why put them stickers on your car? I said, dude, that's money. That's contingency. What's contingency?
Right.
Dude, if I win this race at the end of the day, I might get $300-$400 for each sticker.
Right.
I might get $100 for each sticker.
Yep, VP gasoline stickers, you know.
Exactly.
And oil stickers, all, you know, they all pay money.
Right. They pay the contingency.
If they ever get a national dragster, look in the back of it, they'll tell you.
Kid, you just said it. Say it again.
Yep.
You look at National Dragster, you've been racing for years. You know, we got some, you know, who just starting the game and you know, they don't understand it. And a lot of us, really, we don't run stickers because we're not getting a contingency pay.
Right.
But, you know, years ago, my dad used to race, you know, he had a couple stickers on the car. He had a lot. But then I seen one guy, like, goddamn. Well, I'm going to say goddamn. I ask you, but my eyes said, Daddy, why you got them stickers on his car? That's like, sure. Well, he's one of the big guys. You know, he's one of the guys who can make those rounds, and,
mm-hmm.
and he's gonna get paid during the night. He's gonna make that track money plus the contingency money. So
right.
He might make. Let me day say, Daddy say, he might make $1,500 to race this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And once he got all the contingency stuff in, he might make another $2,000 or whatever.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that's
yep.
why a lot of guys. They make a lot of contingency, so you know. I think the contingency is gonna happen in you know, quote unquote, the hat racing,
mm-hmm.
the shootout racing.
Right.
As far as that grudge racing, I think it's gonna happen, but it's gonna be far fetched from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think you know we got Mickey Thompson. You know, we got all the different people who sponsor Grudge Inc. now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I really think it's gonna happen. I heard a big rumor. That Jags is doing a grudge car now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they want to get in the grudge racing. Jags is doing the grudge car. I was heard it from a good rumor.
Mm-hmm.
They're building a nice grudge car. So we have a 10-inch tire car. They want to start with 10-inch tire car. And I don't know if Copter's going to drive the car or the son going to drive the car. But I heard
probably
they did want to get. Yeah,
up.
They did. They did want to get on what we're doing. It's picking up.
Oh, okay.
You know, grudge racing is really, really picking up for us. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I know our show is late, and you know, every Saturday night. But I think that you know, it's going to get out there. You know, and it's the thing that our show is a little different for everybody. We kind of let people know the basics, the history of racing, grudge racing, the best we can do.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But you know, I think it could. You know, I think. You know, I think Biz and Jay Barnes are working on the contingency. You know, I kind of spoke to him about it a minute, but I think it's going to happen. It's
mm-hmm.
really going to happen. So, you know, just like Tyson was saying, you know, you're seeing a lot of hat racing, shootouts, but guys are still betting on the side. But people realize it's been happening for years. I mean, drag on the show and say, hey, man, we used to make a bet on the side. So a lot of times you see the ADRL stuff, you see the NHRA races, IHRA races. Some guys had been inside. And Drag was saying, one night he was on the show a while back saying, hey, man, you know, this is where it started at.
Yep.
You know, Drag, I have a lot of respect for what Drag is doing, man. You know, a lot of people want to get on his phone and badger Drag and talk shit, but, you know, the man has got something that we don't have. And he's doing it on his own. People say, oh, well, Drag's been building that car for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? He's been making his money, and, you know, he's been doing what he's got to do, you know, to get where he's at. You know, and then, too, you know, Drag isn't, like I said, we started with it. Drag didn't start racing yesterday. Drag been racing over fucking 30 years.
Yep.
Skin ain't start racing. Man, I got videos of Skin's ass. They got him in the promos. Matter of fact, I was on another one on YouTube. A friend sent me, they saw his videos. You got Bookie on there. People talk to you about Bookie. Man, Bookie been racing for years. You know, Bookie just stays in his class and he knows what he can do. But Bookie has one of the fastest Camaros I heard in the country.
Hmm.
Sure. I'll tell you, kid. If you go on the, I'm gonna find that website for you, man. And I promise you. Uncle Larry got your number. I got your number. I will call you so you look up on YouTube. Bookie is on there.
Right. Oh, okay.
This video is damn near 8-10 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bookie on there. You got Skin on there. You know, a lot of people try to emulate, and quote me if I'm saying it wrong, I'm just going to say imitate Skin. Skin is Skin. No one can imitate Skin.
No, okay, nobody.
Skin been together for so fucking long.
Yeah, knee high is rough.
Right. Skin is Skin. I just got to say it. Skin is Skin. I see a lot of guys try to imitate Skin. There would never be another Skin.
No.
We pray to God that we got Skin and we love Skin. And we hope Skin stay here for a long time. But when Skin leave, it's done.
Yep. I'm hoping the good Lord threw away that mold when they made him. With a little short ass.
Hey, Skin, I ain't going to say it. Skin's muscle. Skin's muscle. You know what I'm saying? When Skin was driving that Cadillac, I'm going to tell you something. When Skin didn't bring that goddamn Cadillac to Detroit, I'm saying, them boys, I'm going to tell you. And I hope you can quote me on this. I hope Tyson's looking at them for them boys down south. Every goddamn Cadillac gone. Every goddamn Cadillac that Seville is gone.
Yep.
They better be glad that damn Seville is gone.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker wasn't no motherfucking joke. Matter of fact, next weekend I'm doing a show on that damn car.
Mm-hmm.
That car wasn't no freaking joke. Then we tried to tell the guys, you know, we was on the show one last about maybe 2 weeks ago. And I think Todd was on the phone maybe 2-3 weeks ago. We was talking about, you know, Chicago was the innovators. You guys were the innovators of taking the big car with a big moat.
Mm-hmm.
But in the port of Chicago, maybe worse from down south, you know, they took y'all vision and said, you know, if I take this big boat and put in a small car, then I'm the man. But see, they didn't understand how it took. When y'all started, y'all running fucking 4 200-pound cars, 4 500-pound cars.
Right.
And they could do what they could do.
Mm-hmm.
The first car I've seen, I went to high school, Soul Nationals every year in Indianapolis. And that's one night, the guy with the Buick, he was on the phone. I hadn't talked to him in years. So we got the chit-chat on the show one night, man. And that's the best, but I'll tell you. Y'all in this country find the baddest Buick